North London. This is Metropolitan Police Superintendent Gabriel Cameron.
I really want to give thanks to the local community. I had three members of our community, three women and one male, who attempted to stop the perpetrator. They were injured in the process. They've sustained injuries, but thankfully they're not too harmful.
The DUP has given the go-ahead for the recall of the Stormont Assembly, with power sharing due to be restored in Northern Ireland on Saturday. The Bank of England signalled it could start to think about cutting borrowing costs this year, as it's kept interest rates at 5.25%, but they've stressed the job of reining in inflation isn't done. Children continue to pay the price for issues in NHS dentistry after a survey of 10 and 11-year-olds across England found one in six has experienced tooth decay. There were also disparities between deprived and affluent areas, with experts warning decay and deprivation go hand in hand. Cancer cases and deaths are predicted to soar, according to experts. Researchers say by 2050, new cases of cancer in the UK are expected to rise to over 624,000. We've been speaking to Matt Sample, Health Policy Manager at Cancer Research UK.
With 4 in 10 cancers linked to preventable risk factors, there's always more we can be doing. There's been really great progress from government recently, with the introduction of new legislation that could bring about the first smoke-free generation in the UK.
Figures show the number of migrants crossing the Channel is up 13% compared with this time last year. According to Provisional Home Office data, some 1,335 people arrived in the UK, making the journey from France last month. And HMRC say a record number of people submitted their self-assessment tax returns on time. They say 11.5 million people filed before midnight last night, but over 1 million people missed the deadline for their 2022-23 returns. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eachbridge.
Create your dream home with Blinds Direct. Transform your living space with incredible deals in our latest sale. Explore a huge range of quality blinds, curtains and shutters, all handmade to measure in the UK, with free samples available and a 5-year guarantee. Plus, get an exclusive extra 5% off by simply using the code RADIO at checkout. Create your dream home today. Visit blindsdirect.co.uk.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
A band of showers will move across the UK this evening. It will affect more northerly and western parts of the UK. Temperatures will be around 9 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Power up your gym routine at the YMCA Village. Try Nathaniel's group strength and conditioning classes and revamp your routine. See ymcanewarkshower.org for details, or drop into the YMCA Village.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that held me back from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe, now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see, I still get frustrated and can lie when you keep on doing things I don't like. And I hate your friends, and I hate your mood, and I still love you. I got 21 reasons why I do. I got 21 reasons why.
4, 5, 6, 7, and 9, 10. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why I do.
Hey, very good evening and welcome to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey, and always alongside me is Joiner. How you doing?
All right, buddy. Yourself?
Yeah, we're good. Thank you very much indeed. Wasn't there last week. Apologies to everybody for that. But this week we have a very interesting guest with us and I'm really looking forward to this. There's a couple of angles here that I'm trying to get under the skin of, but we'll get back to that. It's a young man called Todd Cawthorne working at the YMCA for us, and he has a little bit of a career that I'm going to try and dig into that he doesn't, not many people know about. But so really looking forward to that. We'll be back straight after this break to talk about the local sport. Jono, yeah?
Yep, no problems.
See you in a moment. Good evening and welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and Joino. So, Joino, let's have a little chat about the local sport over the last week or so.
Yeah,
been a bit eventful, hasn't it?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, so I'll touch on the football side. Start with Newark Town. The week previous, obviously, we suffered a 4-0 defeat, mm-hmm. which, well, basically, it was all hard at the club. So, Luke put the rights wrong on the, or saw the wrongs right, should I say, on the training pitch. And pleased to say on Saturday we came away with a 5-0 win at Ashfordby. So that's turned the corner from that one and hopefully put us back on track.
Whereabouts in league are you now?
We're sat third.
Okay.
In a very healthy position for the playoffs come the end of the season. So, yeah, we've just got to keep on this line now and hopefully between now and the end of the season pick enough points up to, well, we're hoping for second, but I think Clipston are 9 points in front, so it's going to be a tough task, but it's not undoable. So,
got to keep going, haven't you?
You've got to keep going, yeah. On to Newark and Sherwood. They lost on Saturday after their great 3-1 win against Melton the week before, resulting in a board meeting in midweek and obviously news which is now out, obviously, that yeah. they've parted company with JD. And
not a surprise.
Well, he openly admits that it's a results-based business, I think he's been quoted in saying, and obviously they haven't been good
enough. Yeah.
I've only met the guy a couple of times, but yeah, unfortunately he's fell foul of poor results, shall we say. So I think they've got an interim manager at the minute. I think it's Romani's coming in at the minute just to hold the ship until they can put themselves out there and get a new manager in. So yeah, so a little bit of a tough time down there for Newark and Sherwood. And no doubt that the whole club will be hoping whoever they do get in will be able to turn the fortunes around a little bit so they can start climbing the league.
Yeah, that's well, we wish them good luck, whoever comes in. It's not an easy job. So, okay, just did the girls play at all? Any news on the girls?
Yeah, the Newtown ladies won 5-2 on Sunday to continue their great progress. I think they're sitting top, I think they are at the minute, of the league at the minute, or second at least. Yeah, so they're progressing very well.
Cushy. Right, I just wanted to touch on the guy from, well, went to Daytona, our friend Tom Gamble, with his team. It wasn't the most eventful in a good way for them. They got a lot of mechanical failures. And but for somebody from local area to represent, you know, Newark and McLaren over in Daytona was something to behold. So, you know, unlucky on that.
Well, I think for the vast majority of the race, from what I've been reading up on, I think it was inside the top three competing. And then, just like you've said, I think for the latter part of the race, I think they sort of one or two mechanical difficulties, which obviously has knocked them down the pecking order. So,
yeah.
It could have been a lot different.
It could have been a lot different. But, you know, well done to him anyway. That's an amazing thing. And the car looks amazing, by the way. Just moving away from that, just going to finish up on the rugby. They're getting back to getting some rugby played now after the deluge of the rain that's ruined all the pitches. And the first had a good win at Matlock at 32-10 in the past week or so. They managed to get four tries, so that's really good. They're at home, or they were home against Lichfield. I've not had an update yet from the guy who normally tells me so. But the seconds lost narrowly, so they're still doing well. We watched that, and I think they look really good outfit. The seconds,
they're a strong side, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll have a catch up with Rob when he gets back from his holidays, and we'll get a bigger update on the rugby as well. So I think that's it for this week. We are going to be back with Todd Cawthorne in a few seconds, straight after this break.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Hello, I'm Nick Davis. I'm a soul midwife, so I help deliver souls at the end of life on an emotional, psychological and spiritual level.
And I'm Katie Maloney. I'm a GP with an interest in palliative care.
Together, we record the Let's Talk About Death podcast. And actually, what that podcast is about is living as well as we can so that we can die as well as we can. To listen to our podcast, please go to www.radionewark.co.uk, click on the podcast button and
join our conversation.
The lad's holiday could have been great.
One night I got so hammered I cracked my head open and went to hospital.
I had to take him in. Cost me €100.
Then we got into this wicked fight.
He got us into a fight. We ended up in a police cell.
I can't wait till next time.
Never again.
Want to remember your holiday for the right reasons? Don't ruin it for you and your mates.
If you'd like more information, go to gov.uk/knowbeforeyougo or follow FCO Travel on Facebook or Twitter.
Inspire College courses for young people offer qualifications in maths, English and IT, plus vocational qualifications and traineeships in health and social care, hospitality, construction, sport and many more. With small class sizes, supportive tutors and study plans tailored to suit you and your needs, Inspire College can help you achieve your goals for work and education and also for life. You can also earn as you learn up to £100 a month, which won't affect any benefits. To find out how an Inspire College course can help you, call 01623 677 200 or visit inspireculture.org.uk/college.
Are you planning a brand new driveway this year? If so, you need a company you can depend on. A company that values reputation and trust. One name stands out from the rest. CF Surfacing. We'll work with you from start to finish and deliver the perfect driveway for you, including resin-bound driveways in a choice of colours. CF Surfacing are part of CF Construction, a recognised name in the region and still a family-run business. Call CF Surfacing to discuss your project on 01522 253 333 or see our website cfconstruction.co.uk/surfacing.
Have you seen the news on our social media pages?
Newark and Sherwood's Community Lottery is up and running right now.
Tickets are just £1 each. Get yours now to be in with a chance of winning prizes up to £25,000 and support your favourite local radio station too.
Here at Radio Newark, we provide a much-loved and valued service for our community. Entirely staffed and run by volunteers, we give a voice to people, organisations and events in the Newark and Sherwood district.
We need your help so we can stay on air and continue to offer and even expand our service. So choose to support Radio Newark, and 50% of the cost of all tickets sold from our page goes to help us do just that.
You can buy your tickets online at www.newarkandsherwoodlottery.co.uk. Pick Radio Newark as the local cause you want to support, and who knows, you could be the lucky winner scooping that £25,000 jackpot one weekend.
Newark and Sherwood's Community Lottery. Get your tickets now.
Please gamble responsibly.
Radio Newark.
This is for Neil Bennett. If you're listening, the next listener to the Radio Newark Sports Show. Here you go.
You could ever change your heart if you would only change your mind. Instead of slamming down the phone, girl, for the 100th time, I got your number on my, but I ain't gonna make that call. When divided we stand, baby, united we fall. Got the time, got a chance, gonna make it. Got my hands on your heart, gonna take it. All I know, I can't fight this way. You could have a change of, fighting for when we treat each other, baby, like an act of war. I could tell a million lies, it would come as no surprise. When the truth is like a stranger, hits you right between the eyes. There's a time and a place and a reason, and I
Okay, welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joino, and a very warm welcome to Todd Cawthorne from the YMCA. How are you, Todd?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you so much for coming in. Really looking forward to this. Todd, you've got that really lovely English accent. So you're obviously born in America, in Virginia.
That's right. Right?
Yeah. What's it like growing up in the States? Did you see the films? Looks amazing place. There's so much fun. All that kind of stuff. Is it really that much fun?
My answer to that would probably be, it depends on where you grow up. It's very spread out in America. I grew up in a very rural area. There was 5,000 people in my town, about 20,000 people in the county, about 1,800 people in my secondary school or high school. But I think when I was growing up, it is very much similar to what people are trying to do now, which I just did a lot of different things and I did a lot of different sports. I think our sports are very school based. So there's a very big fundamental one, the sports show, right? So we might as well talk about that.
Sport, yeah.
But when you're younger, your sport is very much based around your school and the schools play against each other. So even when you're in primary school, you play against other primary schools in all the different sports. So you have a team for everything.
Okay.
And also the seasons are shorter. So you'll play a sport like, football, or as we call it, soccer, is a lot more popular now than when I, like my high school didn't even have a soccer team.
Right.
Okay. At all. Like there was no option to play. But we had football, American football, we had basketball. And we had baseball, and we had athletics. So those are, and you could play, you could play golf, or you could play tennis, or you could play an individual sport as well. But for team sports, those are the big ones. But you could play all three. So you, throughout your school year, the first part of the year was American football, the middle part of the year was basketball, and the end was baseball.
Okay.
So you or athletics. So you could play three sports, and so you were always. You know, there was always something that you could be doing. You could take a season off and then play something else.
Right.
When I got over here and my kids started to play, it was very much, it was a big realization to me that if they committed to rugby or they committed to football or even basketball, it's a 9 to 10 month commitment, even for a young person, which is great in some respects, but they have to choose, you know, and they almost have to choose what they want to do, unless you want to play cricket in the summer.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a big difference. But growing up, there was not much to do. I think it was probably why we played a lot of sport. And, you know, I did scouts. I was an Eagle Scout, which is the highest level in scouting. We had family. We saw family a lot because we had them close by. So there was always stuff going on. And for, when you played with friends, we were never inside. We were always outside. That was probably a big difference.
What's the weather like in Virginia? Is it a bit like here?
It is colder in the wintertime, but a lot hotter in the summer.
Is it?
Yeah.
So the visualization that growing up is a bit like Footloose in America, would I be close?
No, not really.
No, don't tell me that.
But, I mean, the town that I lived in was probably as small as Footloose.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and you know, there was a lot of religion and there's a lot of churches. And so Christianity and different religions are quite big over there. And we went to church every Sunday growing up. But, you know, that's a part of America, too. It's a nation of extremes. You know, you've got that extreme one end and you've got the sort of degradation on the other side. So it's interesting. It's interesting. And I've loved living over here.
You love it in the UK?
Yeah, I do love living here. Yeah.
So before you came back to UK, so with American and the way the sport is and the American football and everything, and you get the draft picks, everybody goes to college. Am I right?
That's generally? Right. Yeah, baseball's a little different. So you can be drafted in baseball out of high school, and you can go and play directly in major leagues. But baseball also has what we call a farm system. So imagine if Newark Town was part of Nottingham Forest, and Newark Town was like the third division team, and then you would have players that would be owned by Nottingham Forest playing for that team.
Okay.
And then they would move up, you know, and they would have teams in every single league. That's what it's like in baseball. So it is very different. But you have to go to college for American football and basketball, usually at least 1 to 2 years.
Okay. So for those that are listening out there and they don't know, Todd is 16'7" tall. And
not quite.
So the natural thing that I would be looking at you thinking, right, so you must have gone to college to do basketball, am I right?
That's right.
So, and it's the same, is that the same then? You get the draft picks and you go, and the major teams get to pick you if you were good enough?
That's right, yeah. And it's a one in a million shot. You know, you start with 330 million people, and then you work your way down to the people who are playing whatever sport it is, and then you've got everyone in that particular year who's that age, you know, playing at every high school across or every college. And then there's, 60 picks in basketball, you know, and maybe 300 in American football, you know, out of literally tens of thousands of people. So, you know, the odds are not good. It's the same with football here, you know, and being picked for an academy when you're young and you go to an academy, or you'll go and train maybe with a big club, and then your odds are still pretty astronomical that you'll make it to the first team of that club. But they're spreading their risk, right? They've got all these teams underneath.
Yeah.
And that's basically what's happening there. But I was fortunate enough to get a basketball scholarship to a university, which was the highest level of basketball. It was in Virginia as well. So I kind of stayed about 3.5 hours away from where I grew up.
Okay, that's not too
far. Not too far. It's called the College of William & Mary. A lot of people have never heard of it, but it's the second oldest university in America next to Harvard. So Harvard's the oldest university in 1690. And the College of William & Mary was 1693, and then Yale was 1695. So those are three of the oldest universities in the States.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll be back in a minute, Todd, just to catch up. And because obviously you came over to the UK, so we're going to talk about that as well.
Okay.
But we're just going to play your chosen song for this evening, Foo Fighters.
Hook me up a new revolution.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joy now. And we've welcomed along Todd Cawthorne this evening, the executive director at the YMCA. But we're just getting into the nitty gritty of his basketball career now. Because, Todd, you went to college in America. But then I noticed your first club, I think, was ABC Graz in Austria. Is that right? Would I be right with that?
That's right, yeah.
So you, how did you get to go to Austria from Virginia?
Well, I had a really good final year at university. Had really good statistics, good scoring, good rebounding. So attracted interest from some agents. They were predominantly agents who said, you know, we can look at overseas clubs for you.
Okay.
I knew that the NBA was, you know, way out of my reach. That's a professional league in America. I was very self-aware, and I really just wanted to go see the world, and what better way to do it than to play basketball. So I hired an agent, and it took a while. I was very nervous because it took the whole summer. I was waiting, and then even after most of the European seasons had started, I was still waiting, and I'd pretty much given up hope. And on a Friday night, I got a call from my agent, and he said, "You're flying to Austria on Sunday." So I went to Washington, D.C., and I flew to, where did I stop? I stopped in Switzerland, and then went down to Graz, Austria. Yeah. Didn't have any idea about that.
Wait, where?
So I knew that Vienna was the capital, and I knew about Salzburg, and I knew the Olympics had been at Innsbruck, but that was about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Americans and geography usually not a match made in heaven.
It's like the World Championships is not the only Americans play.
Yeah,
they?
But it's a World it Series.
Yeah, yeah, the World Series.
Yeah, because we don't need to go anywhere else, right? We've got everything there. But yeah, so I landed there, and things went really well. I had a really good season. I went back, and then the following summer, I got a call that Sheffield, England, was starting a brand new team.
Okay.
And they were interested in me to be one of the two foreign players for that team. And so they offered, and I accepted straight away. Seeing another country, going to England, you know, and it was great. I got off the plane, and the lady in Heathrow stamped my passport, and she said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Sheffield." And she said, "Good luck."
It is the center of the universe, Sheffield, let me tell you. You picked a great place. So, did you enjoy it in Sheffield?
Yeah, it was great. Our first season in the league, we won the league and cup double. So it was pretty much unheard of that a brand new team would do that.
Is that in the Premier League?
Yeah, that was the Premier League. Yeah. So it was, it was great. It was a great season. We kept the nucleus of the team together. And then we went to play in Europe the following year. We played in the European Cup. I played against Real Madrid.
Wow.
And Real Madrid played against Ostend in Belgium, went to Luxembourg. So just in the preseason, we went to Ireland, played some teams there. We also went to Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia as it was then, played some games there. We went to Hungary, played some games there. So, yeah, just in sort of 2 years, I saw, you know, more than I could have ever dreamed of seeing with regards to Europe as a continent. And the team continued to be successful. We continued to win trophies every year. I think 1 or 2 years we made finals and didn't win, but we were still really competitive, finishing in the top 1 or 2.
Yeah.
And then I met someone. I got married, a girl from Sheffield, and then got my British passport. And then we were just talking about the Bosman ruling, which happened around the late 90s, where you could then sort of work effectively. Why doesn't working apply to everybody in Europe? And then the players started to move around and go to different places. So I took the family to Belgium, to a tiny little place called Brie, which had a basketball team. Had 2 seasons over there, and that was amazing again.
That's an amazing basketball name, by the way.
Brie.
Euphony Brie,
yeah. So Euphony was the sponsor.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of times on the continent with the teams, they're known almost by the sponsor as opposed to by the town where they come from. So, So it's kind of strange how that.
You picked some couple of nice countries, some really beautiful countries actually.
Yeah, I mean, we loved living in Belgium, and you get So, you know, geography wise, you got access to France and Germany and Holland. And nice. So we just tried to see as much as we could while we lived over there. Yeah, that was, and that was, I still kept playing after that. We came back to the UK, came back to play for Sheffield. I played for Chester after that. Then I had a year off, and then I played in a lower division. And then I went back up to the Premier League again at 36 and played for another three seasons till I was 39.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Were you earning enough money to play and live with the basketball, or did you have to have another job?
At first, yes. And up until I came back from Belgium, yes. But then in the time when I'd gone to Belgium, the league had gone downhill a bit, and the players weren't making as much money. The teams weren't paying as much. But I also decided that I better get started on a career and get a job. So I got a job in recruitment. It was my first job.
Well, we're just going to, that's just a great time to stop, actually. We're just going to have a little break, and then we're going to come back because we're going to talk about your career that leads up to the YMCA as well. So okay, we'll see you in a few seconds.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
How does it feel when you stop smoking?
Brilliant, I finally quit.
It feels good.
I was so proud of myself.
I can keep up with my kids now.
I feel a lot richer.
I just feel fitter and healthier.
I feel like I've got my life back.
It's an amazing feeling when you stop smoking. Experience it for yourself with help from Smoke Free. Our range of free support can help you quit for good, from our app to emails, face-to-face and online communities. Search Smoke Free, because there's only one you.
How are you? How are you really? Modern life can be busy, and sometimes it's easier to look after others before looking after yourself. But there's only one you. And making small changes to your lifestyle now could improve your chances of staying healthier longer. So take the first step to a healthier you with our free How Are You quiz. See how you score and get personalised tips and support. From how to eat a little healthier to turning a 10-minute walk into exercise. Just search One You.
The National Civil War Centre and Newark Museum is now free for residents of Newark and Sherwood. Enjoy fascinating galleries, fun interactives, a brilliant dressing up area and more. As well as fantastic family events every month. Plus, discover more about the town with hidden history walking tours every Saturday, where you'll uncover the secrets of streets you walk every day. The National Civil War Centre is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out more at nationalcivilwarcentre.com or follow them on Facebook.
Yeah, and lots of it too. In fact, at Smith's Timber Merchants, we sell the right types of timber necessary to get the job done properly. Mouldings, plywood, fencing, decking, gates and doors, plus all the accessories you'll need, like screws, bolts, lashes and hinges. In short, you could say we nail it every time. And if you want good advice, well, you've come to the right people. Find us on Appleton Gate, Newark. Smith's Timber Merchants. Phone 702-573 or visit smithstimber.co.uk.
We've broken down.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Joino and Gory, and along with us this afternoon, this evening even, we've got Todd Cawthorn. And we've just gone through Todd's basketball career, and it was a lengthy one. 39 you got to, life old age of 39. But you needed a career, Todd, and this is where we're going to head on to, because you've ended up in Newark, the autonomous community of Newark. And but you don't live in Newark though, do you, Todd?
No, I don't. I still live in Sheffield.
Oh, you still live in Sheffield? Yeah. Okay, you're travelling down?
And travel down, yeah.
Okay, whereabouts in Sheffield, do you
know? Just on the edge, sort of on the Peak District side. Right, next to the Peak District, yeah.
So you travel down every day?
I do, yeah. Yeah, it's, there's lots of different ways to get here from there.
You found
it. Over hill and dale.
Good.
But yeah, it's not too bad. This time of year is worse, but in the summertime, it's a little easier. Yeah.
So you needed a career. So you've ended up at the YMCA, executive director of the YMCA. Did you go straight into that job or did you work your way up?
No, I worked my way up. I think, you know, the Newark project, the Community and Activity Village, was a big project. Our CEO, our now CEO, Craig Behrens, he's been at the YMCA for, YMCA Robin Hood Group, which was Nottingham based.
Yeah.
And that was where I started. I started there in 2016. Before that, I had a couple of different jobs. I'd worked for the governing body, so effectively the FA for basketball. I'd worked for them for quite a few years. That was based in Sheffield. I'd done some recruitment, just couldn't really figure out what I wanted to do. And I got a job with the YMCA, and it was looking after our sport facilities and then all of our children, youth, and family programs. So a lot of sports programs, a lot of holiday activities for kids, and the kind of stuff that we run at the village. So the village was the opportunity that Craig had been looking for quite a while, to try and put a place in that could have all these different sport facilities and programs to benefit young people and older people all in one place. And the project started in end of 2016, 2017, and then we started building in 2018. We opened October, the pitches and the athletics track. We started building the community building in February 2021. That opened in July 2022. So it's been open for 18 months now. And yeah, it's been great. You can see it growing. You can see more and more people coming to it. We've always had that football part of it.
Yeah.
You know, there's upwards of 4,000 football kids and adults alike coming through.
Wow.
It's just mayhem in the evenings, you know, because of the people coming through. We've got the athletics club and lots of other different teams and clubs, not fast running club, the triathlon club, lots of people training on the track as well. And in our two main chartered clubs, who are RHP Football Club and Newark Town Football Club, and they were really instrumental in partnering with us so that we could get extra funding from the Football Foundation to build two pitches instead of one, because originally there was only supposed to be one.
Oh, are they both the same size, Joiner?
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one set up for community and one set up as a stadia pitch.
Right.
And that was the other thing that Newark Town and the YMCA had to really convince the Football Foundation to do, because they wanted two community pitches with all the lines. And we knew, and Newark Town wanted, was ambitious to be able to move up the steps. And so everything was created and everything was built so they can move up to step five.
So you do need a couple of stands, don't you, Johnny, or do you not?
The stands are in.
We've got them in now.
You've got the stands that you need to get to step five.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, and what will happen as you go to, if you suddenly found yourselves in top position in step five and you got to step four, what do you need for step four?
It's minor things that just keep adding to the list. It'll be like electronic turngate, pay gate.
Turnstiles.
I'll be coming straight to you, don't worry about it. And then obviously you're talking about a caged entrance for players, and, you know, it's just little things.
Just okay.
But the YMCA got us set up to do this, and then obviously we'll look at towards the end of this season, and if we're successful and we get in the playoffs and we get promoted, then obviously we'll talk with the YMCA and look at for the next added benefits towards the old setup we've got there at the minute. So
Well, I have to be honest. We spoke in the break. I was quite saddened, obviously, when RHB, the stadium pitch, because that was the stadium pitch for Newark and was for a long time. It had a big stand. It got blown down, actually, in 1987 with the big storm that we had. Mm. It blew. It was a right enormous wooden stand, it was, but it got blown away. But we were talking about, I was quite sad to see that go because it was like a piece of Newark. Same as the Flow Surf pitch, the old Worthington Simpsons pitch. But the facilities you've got now, they're phenomenal, aren't they? If you look at the new building, you've got the running track, and you've got your football pitches. It is phenomenal. I can understand why it's successful, Tom. Mm. So,
we're getting there. I think, you know, success is raising awareness, which I appreciate you having me on the show, you know, even just to raise awareness about the things that we do down there. I think from a sporting club perspective, you know, people know about it, but I think a lot of other people don't.
Yeah.
We do various things around the community and we fundraise, etc. And we still get a lot of people saying they either know there's a YMCA, but they don't know what it is or what it's for. You know, we've got the indoor climbing wall, which is amazing. We've got an Olympic speed wall, actually. There's only four Wow. in the UK, and there's one in Newark. So you've got Warwick, Edinburgh, Oldham, and Newark. There's four cities that you'll never hear in the same sentence.
We knew Newark was on the map, didn't we, John?
Yeah,
yeah, we did.
Yeah. And you've got a GB climber, and get ready for his name, Matt Fall.
Let me GB make a note, climber. Matt.
who comes up and he trains on our Olympic speed wall as well, and I think the record is something like 4.9 seconds. Wow. So it's just amazing, and we've got a clip and climb for the kids there. You know, all the holiday activities that we've got our camp going on, we've got creative academies. There's so much for kids and parents to do. As well, and I just wanted to mention as well, I hope you don't mind, but
just before you do that, we've just got a couple of adverts we've got to do, and then we'll go straight off to the end.
Excellent.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
You probably think you're pretty good at multitasking behind the wheel. I mean, you have to multitask to drive. So what's wrong with checking your phone? The thing is, your brain simply doesn't work for quick reply, affects your concentration, and makes you less able to react to hazards. If you use a mobile phone while driving, you're 4 times more likely to crash. Think. Put your phone away.
So, let's talk about you. Actually, let's talk about me, just for a bit, because I was like you. In 40-odd years, I hadn't done much exercise, but I knew I had to start. So, I got the Couch to 5K app. From not being able to run for more than a minute, 9 weeks later, I was running for half an hour. It's simple, it's free, and it's all planned out. With a little support, it's amazing what your body can do. Join thousands of monthly users. Download the free 1U Couch to 5K app now, because there's only one you.
IT solutions can be a mystery to many people and many businesses. What you need is support from a company who hold the key to unlock your IT problems. You need Keyhole IT Solutions. They deal with everything IT related. They're local, personable and affordable. Quite simply, Keyhole IT Solutions are the one-stop shop for all of your IT needs. Call Newark 34 33 32 for a free, no-obligation IT audit. Or find us online at keyholeits.uk.
Windows are so important to the look of your home, and North Knots Blinds in Newark make it look better every time. Since 2004, we've been manufacturing a massive choice of blinds and shutters at our factory on Brunel Drive, Newark. We're a local family-run business, and we know that in tough times, people need a helping hand. So we've kept our 2023 prices. Get the blinds and shutters you deserve at a price you can afford. Call Newark 614 100 or visit our showroom on Brunel Drive.
Make your home look better every time with North Knots Blinds.
Uh, Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory Joyno and Todd Cawthorne from the YMCA's joining us. And I did say to Todd it was going to go quick, didn't I?
You did.
So we're just going to talk about a few things that are going on at the YMCA, and then we're going to get you back pre-summer, and we'll talk about whatever's been happening, hopefully some success for Newark Town as well.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, yeah, so
good.
Go ahead, Todd, what we got?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about a few things that are going on. I mean, our staples that we've got, which is our membership offer. We've also got scholarships out there. We've got a scholarship offer for people, for kids especially. So you can go to the website, and if you see the prices and you want to go through our scholarship and test that out, you know, we do award scholarships to people as well on the membership side. That gives you access to the strength and conditioning gym, which we've got. We've got studio classes, we've got climbing, got all the youth activities as well that happen every single day. We've got discovery days, so we've got our free tasters going. There's stuff in half term. We've got our camp, Camp Williams, Creative Academy, I mentioned earlier, the climbing center, outdoor sports. And then I just wanted to mention as well, on the 8th of March, we've got the big Newark Sleep Out. Okay. So we'll be raising money for the YMCA, and it's also raising awareness of the plight of homeless young people across the UK. So it's one night, one community, sleep out to show you support. Last year, there were three charities involved. They raised over £16,000.
Wow.
So
that's an amazing charity, by the way, because I always, you know, think sometimes we don't look after our own enough.
Yeah.
You know? I don't want to be too political, but I just think it's a great cause.
Well, you can come down, you can sleep out,
can
you
can
raise
that.
Money.
Yeah. That. We did that. We almost did that in Ibiza, Joyner.
Sleep out under the stars. Yeah, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. We could manage that.
But if you want to find out more, go to ymcanewarksherwood.org /big-sleep-out-2024. And, you know, 8th of March last year, it actually snowed in Sheffield, so I couldn't make it down.
Right.
But, yeah, and it actually was really cold. It was -3.
Sleeping out on the 8th of March. I mean, yeah. The 8th of July sounds like
more doable. But I think it's part of understanding what homeless people go through, especially homeless young people.
Yeah.
So it's really important for that. And then we have the final thing is Warm Spaces Initiative. These sessions are taking place in our cafe, and they're on Mondays and Fridays, 2:30 to 3:30. And it's a Warm Spaces Initiative, providing a welcoming environment. You know, includes two free drop-in sessions each week at the YMCA Cafe, at the YMCA Village. So, yeah, thanks for letting me have a few promos there.
Oh, no, it's amazing. Things. We've got to advertise this because I think it's such a big thing for Newark. And it's a centre for Newark, for the sport, and not just for young, but for, you know, Dave Smith, who comes in regularly to see us. He spends a hell of a lot of time down there, and he loves it, and he goes to the cafe and has his lunch after. It's just a real community thing.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Todd.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. No, we will definitely get you back. I just wanted to let everybody know out there that Ivan's Bash on Saturday night is still going ahead at the YMCA, funnily enough. Initially raising money for Dan, who luckily now has been given the funding from the NHS. So the money that Ivan's raising is going to go into another couple of good causes. So that's not going to just go to waste. It's going to go into a couple of charities. I know, Joyno, your game on Saturday, you're going to do something for the young man that's just gone. What was his name?
Oh, our old chairman, Paul, sadly passed away a couple of weeks ago. Marilyn and his two kids are coming down on Saturday. We're going to hold a minute's applause, and obviously the program's totally dedicated towards him on the front and the back page.
Yeah.
He was a good man, Paul, and Newark Town certainly won't be where they are now if it weren't for Paul's intervention at one point.
Okay, brilliant. That just leaves me to say thank you so much again, Todd.
Thanks for having me.
Did say to time would go quick, and it does, and we shall